What a great discussion we've been having here on Fort Wayne's Morning News when it comes to the candidates vying to be your next mayor of Fort Wayne. More importantly, a great discussion we've been having regarding the precinct chairs who will actually be voting for our next mayor of Fort Wayne. Joining me live in studio, he's actually, we held him back from the last break. He was kind enough to stick around and hang out with us. We've got Nathan Gotch. He is a local political insider. He's also the man behind a brand new website, which is just really sharp when it comes to local politics. FortWaynePolitics.com. I really encourage you to check it out, especially if you want to learn more about these candidates who are hoping to be your next mayor of Fort Wayne. So, Nathan, I appreciate you hanging out. We were talking a lot about the, I'm going to call it 7 to 8-ish candidates in the field right now. I'm saying that because not all of them may actually qualify to be on the caucus ticket, whatever you want to call that, coming up on Saturday. But, Nathan, at the end of the day, when it comes to this group of individuals, what really is separating them?
You know, right now, I think the precinct chairs are struggling to choose between five contenders. So that's State Representative Phil Giaquinta. You've got City Councilwoman Michelle Chambers, City Councilwoman Sharon Tucker, Director of Intergovernmental Affairs Stephanie Crandall. She works with the city. And also Wayne Township Trustee Austin Knox. And each one of them have strengths. They also have weaknesses. I think the best way to kind of talk about this is what are the priorities the precinct chairs have in terms of making this choice? And what I hear pretty consistently is their priorities. The first one is electability. Who is going to be able to hang on to the mayor's office in the 2027 election? Some Republican insiders that I've talked to, they really think that Tom Didier is going to be the nominee again. And Tom performed actually surprisingly strong against an incumbent in Tom Henry, a very popular one. You know, that was a 51-49 race, and that surprised a lot of Democrats. So they know that they have to nominate someone who can win that. And the reality is you never know until someone runs whether they can win that race. But if you look at the candidates and sort of their histories, Michelle Chambers, who is an at-large city council member, she got the most votes out of any of the city council members or city council at-large candidates last time, and that has impressed a lot of the precinct chairs. So electability, number one. Number two is who is going to do a great job for the city. And, you know, that's obviously very important. We saw what the Tom Henry administration has been able to do over these last 4-plus terms. And who are you going to pick to put in that position? Who can handle the job? You know, that's really important to the precinct chairs. And then the third is diversity. We have had a whole lot of mayors in the history of Fort Wayne, and every one of them who's been elected has these two things in common. They've been white and they've been men. And there's only one candidate in the caucus who's in that group of five contenders who is white and who is male, and that's Phil Giaquinta. And I've heard from multiple precinct chairs that even though they really like Phil, they think it's time for a woman mayor. Or a person of color. And so that is something that he is fighting against right now.
Let me, you brought up previous mayors. I heard you talking off air about this, so I'm anxious to get to it too. There was an endorsement that came down from a previous mayor of Fort Wayne?
Yeah, so just in the last day or so, all the precinct chairs have received a letter in the mail from former Fort Wayne Mayor Graham Richard. He was the mayor for two terms before Tom Henry. Graham sent them a letter saying, I'm endorsing Phil Giaquinta in this race.
Wow. That's a pretty big one.
It is, but I think, you know, a lot of these precinct chairs were not around during Graham's era. The ones who know him, you know, they have been able to meet all of the contenders. They've known them very well.
Gotcha.
The Allen County Democratic Party is, I mean, it's very close. A lot of those people, you know, the precinct chairs know all the candidates. This isn't a matter of the candidates having to call them and say, hi, I want to introduce myself. They already have opinions on these people. And so it is a tough choice for a lot of them.
You mentioned during the last break that there are 96 of these precinct chairs. So what we'll end, these are the actual individuals during this caucus on Saturday that will be voting to elect our next mayor. We, the people, are not voting. These 96 precinct chairs are the ones voting. So with that, Nathan, you also happened to tell me during a commercial break that you will actually be dropping the list, I'm assuming, on FortWaynePolitics.com.
Yeah, so today at 6 p.m. On FortWaynePolitics.com, and if you want to get that list, you can go on there and subscribe. You'll get an email notification of all the posts that I put up. I usually post something about once a day. You know, this is happening. You know, this caucus is happening. There were 40,000 people who voted in the 2023 mayor's race in that election. 96 of them, and you probably have seen in news reports 98. Well, two of them I've confirmed are not going to be able to be at the caucus. So it's only going to be 96 people at maximum who are going to be making this choice. And these precinct chairs, these are elected positions. Now, if there's an open precinct chair, then the party chair can appoint someone. So some of them are elected, some of them are appointed. But these are public officials. You vote for them during the primary elections every 4 years. So if you're going to vote in the primary coming up, I think the Republican precinct chairs are on the ballot this year. Mm-hmm. But these are public positions, and many of the precinct chairs that I've talked to think that it should be public. These people,
this list of
right,
individuals.
Exactly. Now, I'm not posting their contact information, but I think that we have a right to know who's making this decision, and the people telling me that are the precinct chairs.
Nathan, this might be a dumb question, but then why doesn't the party publish the list?
Because the state law does not require them to do that. It used to be that they were required to make this public, but at some point in the 80s or 90s, the Indiana General Assembly changed the rules, so they left that up to the individual parties to determine that. So,
but they're elected officials, so why not just share it out of transparency?
Well, talk to your Indiana state representatives.
Okay,
and state
I'll do
senators.
That.
Yeah.
So what do we know? Okay, I know you're not going to tell us who's obviously on the list. You're not going to sit here and rattle off 96 names. We'll check it out at fortwaynepolitics.com at 6 p.m. when you drop it, but what can you tell us a little bit about it? Give us maybe a little appetizer.
Yeah, so I can give you a breakdown of the demographics. And what I think is so encouraging to me is the precinct chairs really reflect the makeup of the city of Fort Wayne. So if you look at the city of Fort Wayne residents just by gender. So in Fort Wayne, we're 51% female, 49% male. The precinct chairs are 55% female, 45% male. Hmm. So that's actually very close. I'd actually be curious to see what the Republican Party's precinct demographics look like and how that compares. And then when it comes to race, in the city of Fort Wayne, we're 65% white, 35% non-white. Well, the caucus precinct chairs, 65% white, 35% non-white. Hmm. So I think we should feel really good that this is sort of a representative sample relative to those numbers. But I also want people to know that I checked with a party, and you can email them. If you go to their website, I believe the email address is on the website. You can email them now and say, hey, I want to send a message to my precinct chair about how I think that they should vote for mayor. Hmm. And the Allen County Democratic Party said they will send that to your precinct chair if you have one. There's 186 precincts in the city of Fort Wayne. We only have, according to the precinct chair list, the Democratic Party only has, I shouldn't say we, because I'm not a member of the Democratic Party, and if you talk to Democrats, a lot of them will tell you that. I'm an independent.
Yes, you are. But, we remember.
So on this list, what we see is there are only 96 chairs that are filled. So that means there's over 100 empty. So you may email them and say, hey, I want to send a message to my precinct chair, and there may not be a chair for your precinct.
Let me ask you this. Okay, so we got 96 precinct chairs. Are any of them the candidates who are running to be our next mayor?
Yeah. So when you look at the list, you're going to see names like Phil Giaquinto. You're going to see Stephanie Crandall. You're going to see Sharon Tucker. You're going to see Michelle Chambers and Austin Knox. Those are all precinct chairs.
Can they vote for themselves?
You can vote for yourself. It is a secret ballot. So they're all going to go and vote privately, and then the party will tally those votes up.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot. Who do you think is going to win?
You know, at this point in time, I am too smart to make a prediction. But the reason is because this is not like a traditional election. Yeah. It's not like a general or a primary election. If you said, hey, this is a primary election, you know, I'd look at the numbers and say, well, Michelle Chambers has run citywide. Phil Giaquinto has not done that. She's got the biggest number of votes in the past. She's probably your favorite. In a caucus, it's very different. You've got 96 people. Also, you have to get 50% plus one to win the caucus. And what's most likely going to happen is on that first vote, no one's going to get to 50%. And there's going to be subsequent votes. Each time that they have a vote, then they drop off the person who has the least number of votes, and then they vote again. So what you see usually is
take a while.
The person who is winning on that first vote oftentimes does not end up being the one who wins in the end.
Really quick, when is the caucus on Saturday and where is it at?
The caucus is happening Saturday morning about 10 o'clock, and it is happening at Parkview Field in the Lincoln room. I think it's a place where sometimes you might have gone to like a catered event.
Yeah, gotcha. Well, Nathan, we appreciate you coming in, sharing your insight. Well, Willian, if you want to hear more of Nathan's insight, I'm telling you, it's some good stuff.
Thank you.
You can find it online at fortwaynepolitics.com. We're going to keep our eyes peeled for that list dropping at 6 p.m. Definitely looking forward to that. That is Nathan Gotch, local political insider, right here on WoWo.
podcast by Federated Media.